It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas.
Your ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What did I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second. Stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The e-brake is brought to us by Texas Direct Auto. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that show known as Bad Radio, and one Bob Sturm, who recovered from this, but it threw the P1s for a loop yesterday. I got a ton of emails on this and all sorts of Twitter notices. They had Tia Carrere on from Wayne's World fame, and I guess that's why they wanted to have her on. Because they're such big Wayne's World fans. And so Bob made a Wayne's World reference. The problem is Tia didn't get the reference at first and was immediately offended.
Still out there doing what we do.
Awesome. This is Tia Carrere from so many places, but I guess first for us with Wayne's World, and then she's won a couple Grammys, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I did want to ask you, where did you learn English?
Where did I? I was born and raised in the United States of America. What are you talking about? I'm an American.
I'm doing Wayne's World comedy.
Oh, gotcha. I'm a little slow.
Would you like me to ask it again?
How do I memorize that? 22 years later. How do I memorize that?
So then she got back into character, but I think at first
wow,
she was like
awkward,
so tense.
I'm an American. I grew up here.
Jeez. That's so bad.
All right, let's all get tense one more time.
Still out there doing what we do.
Awesome. This is Tia Carrere from so many places, but I guess first for us with Wayne's World, and then she's won a couple Grammys, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I did want to ask you, where did you learn English?
Where did I? I was born and raised in the United States of America. What are you talking about? I'm an American.
I'm doing Wayne's World comedy.
Oh, gotcha. I'm a little slow.
Would you like me to ask it again?
How do I memorize that? 22 years later. How do I memorize that?
That's awkward.
Such hang time.
Oh, it was almost a, oh, yes, yes, yes moment.
I know.
All right, way to go, Bob. Candidate number two, it's one Corby Davidson from The Hardline. He has audio problems a lot with his computer. And the problem is he works with a guy by the name of David Mino, who adds to the confusion, and he plays along. It used to be, you know, that he'd play porn sound effects. Well, now it's this audio mess. Anytime Corby does not have the audio ready, Mino is ready to pounce. Now, some of this, I think, is on Corby's computer. But listen to this stop down and listen to this just audio nightmare.
This is how it all took place. And you tell me if this is, like you said, Mike, one of the more underreported, not underreported, but just something that just happened and went away. And we're going to do it here. As we continue to listen to The Ticket.
Excuse me. Is this on TV?
And have abort the baby.
I think you're going to want to make sure
he asks how much
he's completely
cost.
Healed so that he does what? Not.
I said, I'll do that for you.
Hang on. Give me a second.
Van Brett Watkins, a lifelong criminal with a history of violence, is now serving 40 years for doing group spitting, hitting the call for murder. When the football player decided a beating wouldn't suffice.
So he called me out.
Why does the wheel of death and the chaos happen only when
he wants to kill?
Let me stop you for a second. When he says, I want her killed, do you kind of go, I need to think about this, or do you kind of go, all right?
Can we just turn it off?
He says, all right. No problem.
No problem.
Did you have any rules for yourself? Like no kids, no mom, et cetera, et cetera?
That was the mafia. I didn't have that rule.
Hang on, let me try this again.
Gang, 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 gang.
If you was going to pay me to kill a woman, then I would kill a woman.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. But I hope someone was listening to the ticket for the first time when they heard that.
So Mino just plays a bunch of drops to make it sound like it's coming from Corby's?
I think at least half of that was Corby.
I think he had two browser windows open that had sound coming at once. And he couldn't figure out how to turn one off.
But then Mino started firing off Junior screaming at the spider.
And you saying, gang, 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 gang.
You want to get hypnotized one more time?
It's such mayhem.
All right, what the heck?
This is how it all took place. And you tell me if this is, like you said, Mike, one of the more underreported, not underreported, but just something that just happened and went away. And we're going to do it here as we continue to listen to the ticket.
Excuse me. Is this on TV?
And have abort the baby.
I think they're going to want to make sure
he asks how much would that cost.
Healed so that he does what? Not.
I said, I'll do that for you.
Hang
for
on, just give me a second.
Van Breck Watkins, a lifelong criminal with a history of violence,
hang on.
Is now serving 40 years for doing group fitting, fitting that called for murder. When the football player decided a beating wouldn't suffice.
So he called me out.
Why does the wheel of death and the chaos happen only when
he wants to kill?
Let me stop you for a second. When he says, I want her killed, do you kind of go, I need to think about this, or do you kind of go, all right?
Can we just turn it off?
He says, all right. No problem.
No problem.
Did you have any rules for yourself? Like no kids, no mom, et cetera, et cetera?
That was the mafia. I didn't
have
that rule.
Let me try this again.
Gang, 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 gang.
If you was going to pay me to kill a woman, then I would kill a woman.
It is pretty funny how the audio matched up when Danny said, can we just turn this off? And then the guy said, no problem. No problem.
Is this on TV?
Gang, right. Gang, 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 gang. Don't play that. So there's
By the
Corby.
Way, listen to the beginning. Can we play just the beginning of it? Does Corby not have bubble throat?
He might.
This is how it all took place. And you tell me if this is, like you said, Mike.
Can you hear it a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Not quite as bad as, did you like it?
Did you like it?
Not quite as bad as that, but he had
did
a little
you like
bit.
It?
It makes me laugh every time I hear that. All right. And then candidate number three, I'm going to try to read this name best I can. Joyce Dunham.
George Dunham.
And, yeah, I got a little choked up during this episode this week. Even if you don't agree with a lot of things going on in this country, I don't know if America stands for that. There's some people in this country who stand for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if our country and that flag stands for that. But that's the way he sees it. And, you know, uh-oh.
Are you okay? Save shot. Gordon, get the save shot.
No.
Clear.
I don't need it.
Clear.
Wait.
I don't need it.
Wait a minute. The save shot does not produce an electrical charge. Ours does.
I don't even know what I was talking about. Sports.
Oh, wait a second.
All right, that's a trip around the NFL.
Just a total give up there at the end. All right, so those are your three candidates. Bob, Corby, or Joyce. 888-787-1310. Let's all have a good vote today. Let's have a good vote today. What do you think about that?
Let's have a good vote.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. I'd like to responsibly vote for the Bob Sturm Show. And, George, would you please remind the listener what it is you think pancakes and maple syrup smell like when they're left on a plate for too long?
They smell like urine.
Whoa.
And thank you for your vote, sir. Appreciate that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for the host of Max Morgan's Underpants.
I don't know if that's a loving tribute or
we
not.
We all miss Max.
Yeah. Good dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Jordan Keith and Craig Junes Miller, you guys are my leaders. George Dunham, I do agree with Donald Trump. You are the weak one of the station.
Donald
said I'd like to vote for a vaginal slice born.
Wow. Well, you're hilarious, dude. That's really funny, and I've never heard that before.
Okay, calm down.
Really
settle down.
Funny
settle
S there. Down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to raise your vote for Corby, the most handsome and inevitable book to Christian.
What a callback.
Man, that's awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the mean green?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, Seth Luttrell era. Hey, me so horny.
Okay, I guess that's Tia.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Norm Hitchkiss, and I'm voting for a Little Philly steeplechase raper.
That is the worst Norm I have ever heard.
Yeah, he sounded like Super Dave Osborne. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for Tia Carrera's vaginal slice born born.
I guess we'll register that, but that's not funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Chuck. Is this the ticket?
Yes.
I'd like to cast my ballot today for vaginal slash born born.
Oh, gosh. Stop it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Stick it up your tailpipe. Votes for George.
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis,
I guess.
Big bopper.
Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Yeah, Corby, thank you.
Thank you. Nice. There you go. That's a good vote. Right
that
there.
Was the quickest vote ever.
That's how you do it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I vote for Norm.
Well, he's not up.
Okay, Corby, I guess.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much.
What's going on today?
Hey, just vote.
All right. Well, you got any plans this weekend for Labor Day?
Yeah, we got some plans, but just vote.
Okay. What else is going on?
All right. Not you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Walt.
Oh, it's this guy again.
Bad fake tiger.
Yeah?
Walt. I like to responsibly vote for Jump Jump.
Okay, thank you. He got there this week at least. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, can joke and walk.
What'd he say?
Oh, can joke and walk.
I don't know.
Is that a Bob vote?
Unbelievable. It's the samurai alarm clock guy.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George Dunham. This is you as an old man. I am ugly and a dead. Alone.
God, that's
weird. That's really creepy.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I guess that's how it's going to happen at some point. Sure. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
I can make that dog going blah, Bob Stern.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
High tech bathroom remodeling? Yes. I get asked two questions all the time. First of all, do you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day?
Okay.
Just vote, right. Would you? I guess not. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Well, as Dr. Frizz says, if you pay me to kill a woman, I'll kill a woman.
Oh, that's a Corby vote there. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Corby Davidson for this audio meltdown.
This is how it all took place. And you tell me if this is, like you said, Mike, one of the more underreported, not underreported, but just something that just happened and went away. And we're going to do it here as we continue to listen to the ticket.
Excuse me. Is this on TV?
And have abort the baby.
I think they're going to want to make sure
he asks how much
he's
would that
completely
cost.
Healed so that he does what? Not
I said I'd do that for you.
Hang
for
on, just give me a second.
Van Brett Watkins, a lifelong criminal with a history of violence,
hang
is
on.
Now serving 40 years
just
for doing group
spitting.
Hitting the call for murder. And the football player decided a beating wouldn't suffice.
So he called me out.
Why does the wheel of death and the chaos happen only when
now he wants to kill?
Let me stop you for a second. When he says, I want her killed, do you kind of go, I need to think about this? Or do you kind of go, all right?
Can we just turn it off?
I said, all right. No problem.
No problem.
Did you have any rules for yourself? Like no kids, no mom, et cetera, et cetera?
That was the mafia. I didn't
hang
have
on.
That.
We're going to try this again.
Gang, 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 gang.
If you was going to pay me to kill a woman, then I would kill a woman.
Man.
What story is this? It's very disturbing.
Something off Real Sports, I guess. I'm not familiar with the story.
The Ray Caruth story?
Oh, that was Ray Caruth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Different kind of hit, man. Yes.
All right, do you have the stats in there?
Yes, that is his sixth win of the year. Uh-oh. And 50th.
Overall.
50th overall. Okay.
Wow.
Way to go, killer.
Shaky ride there for killer.